New heading. The Upward Spiral. Renewal is the principle and the process that empowers us to move on an upward spiral of growth and change, of continuous improvement. To make meaningful and consistent progress along that spiral, we need to consider one other aspect of renewal as it applies to the unique human endowment that directs this upward movement, our conscience. In the words of Madame de Staël, the voice of conscience is so delicate that it is easy to stifle it, but it is also so clear that it is impossible to mistake it. You see, conscience is the endowment that senses our congruence or disparity with correct principles and lifts us toward them when it's in shape. Just as the education of nerve and sinew is vital to the excellent athlete, and education of the mind is vital to the scholar, education of the conscience is vital to the truly proactive, highly effective person. Training and educating the conscience, however, requires even greater concentration, more balanced discipline, more consistently honest living. It requires regular feasting on inspiring literature, thinking noble thoughts, and above all, living in harmony with its still small voice. C.S. Lewis said, "The more we obey our conscience, the more demands our conscience makes of us." Just as junk food and lack of exercise can ruin an athlete's condition, those things that are obscene, crude, or pornographic can breed an inner darkness that numbs our higher sensibilities and substitutes the social conscience of "Will I be found out?" for the natural or divine conscience of "What is right and what is wrong?" In the words of Dag Hammarskjöld, "You cannot play with the animal in you without becoming wholly animal. Play with falsehood without forfeiting your right to truth. Play with cruelty without losing your sensitivity of mind. He who wants to keep his garden tidy doesn't reserve a plot for weeds." Close quote. Once we are self-aware, we must choose principles and purposes to live by. Otherwise, the vacuum will be filled, and we will lose our self-awareness and become like groveling animals who live primarily for survival and propagation. People who exist on that level aren't living. They are being lived. They are reacting, unaware of the unique endowments that lie dormant and undeveloped within. There is no shortcut in developing them. The law of the harvest governs. We will always reap what we sow, no more, no less. The law of justice is immutable, and the closer we align ourselves with correct principles, the better our judgment will be about how the world operates, and the more accurate our paradigms, our maps of the territory will be. I believe that as we grow and develop on this upward spiral, we must show diligence in the process of renewal by educating and obeying our conscience. An increasingly educated conscience will propel us along the path of personal freedom, security, wisdom, and power. In fact, you will find each habit takes on an entirely new dimension and new meaning as you progress on this upward spiral. And that is why the continual effort to educate yourself and to cultivate the basic 7 habits will be like an ever-renewing adventure of learning each habit at a higher and higher level. Moving along the upward spiral requires us to learn, to commit, and do on increasingly higher planes. We deceive ourselves if we think that any one of these is sufficient. To keep progressing, we must learn, commit, and do. Learn, commit, and do. And learn, commit, and do again. Here are a few application suggestions in applying Habit 7, Sharpen the Saw. First, make a list of activities that would help you keep in good physical shape, that would fit your lifestyle, and that you would enjoy over time. 2. Select one of the activities and list it as a goal in your personal role area for the coming week. At the end of the week, evaluate your performance. If you didn't make your goal, was it because you subordinated it to a genuinely higher value? Or did you fail to act with integrity to your values? 3. Make a similar list of renewing activities in your spiritual and mental dimensions. In your social-emotional area, list relationships you would like to improve or specific circumstances in which public victory would bring greater effectiveness. Select one item in each area to list as a goal for the week. Implement and evaluate. 4. Commit to write down specific sharpen-the-saw activities in all 4 dimensions every week, to do them, and to evaluate your performance and results.